at that. All right, let's go to the west and head out to Morton County. Bring in Jaden Russell. Jaden's on the move today. Jaden, what are you up to? Checking fields today, or having fun?
Not a whole lot today. I went out a little bit this week, and really it's prepping. We have a national 4-H trip coming up the end of the month, so a lot of my time is making sure that's all squared away so the kids are ready to compete for the dairy judging competition out in Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, there you go. Okay. Is that the World Dairy Expo? Is that what's going on in Madison?
That's right. And our kids, we have a younger team this year. Two of them, first time ever doing dairy judging, and they absolutely crushed it at state, and they did really well and won that competition. So they're getting all excited for Wisconsin here in a couple weeks.
I remember, and I think it was Paul Hannibut from kind of close in your area, went out to the expo a few years ago. So we wish you guys the best. So are you guys traveling as a group, though? Is it just your couple from your region, or is there some others from North Dakota that will travel to the World Dairy Expo?
It's just us from Morton County, so all the county, their 4-H programs all had a team and competed, and then the winning team at the state level qualifies. So we just got a Morton County crew going over there, and I think they'll represent North Dakota well.
So you said there's just two, is that right? Or is there more?
There's four kids. Yep, we have two older ones, and then two that are brand new seniors. So
okay, do we want to say who they are or not? I mean, that's a pretty big deal. I know that, you know, obviously they're 16, 17, but I'll give you the opportunity if we want to put them out there. Congratulate them. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have Sheridan Ellington, Bailey Coons, Kylie Wolf, and Sophia Voigt are the four 4-H'ers that are competing, and they're doing really well.
Okay, very good. So Jaden, let's kind of pick on you a little bit or talk to you about the crops around your region. We do have kind of a friend around that area, so I have a little bit of an inkling of what's been happening, although I know it's probably weather-wise, it's kind of that field got this, that field got that, but were you in kind of that area, or did Mandan in that kind of area deal with hail? Because I had a friend that was pretty close to you that dealt with hail this summer, and his crop got beat to stuffins.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, little bits here and there got hit with hail. I know south by Flasher, a producer had a wheat field got hit with hail early on, but it recovered pretty well. And as far as reports that I've gotten and things that I've seen, only with the weather that we had this summer, I think, and all the hail and wind and stuff, the crops managed to bounce back a lot better than what we were expecting. So, as far as, you know, hail damage, it hasn't been nearly as bad as what I think the expectations were during the summer. So,
well, and it's always like a strip, right? You know, it's not generally knock on wood. We don't ever want it to be widespread, but that's just the way that it's kind of happened. And the weird part about it is, it's like if one little strip got it once, they've gotten it usually again. It, like the odds have defied, and they've, you know, come back, and it's just this weird weather that we've had this summer. All right, so are you guys dry right now, or are you wet? Where are you guys at?
You know, we're pretty dry. I think you know, the hot windy days we've had the last couple weeks have definitely dried things out quite a bit. I think soil moisture is definitely better than it was last year at this point. You know, we've had steady rains all summer, which has definitely helped at least keep us out of that drought level, you know. Southern Morton County definitely received a little bit less rain than the rest. But as far as quality goes and drought and wetness, I think that hasn't been an issue, you know, for most of the summer. So,
okay. Do you have much for corn and soybeans in your neck of the woods? Maybe that's a silly question.
We have some definitely along the river. There's some. And then when you get, you know, kind of northern in the county, you get some too, but it's nothing too crazy. I know there were some concerns earlier this year with planting on, you know, fungal infections and stuff in soybeans, but things are looking good, the little bit that we do have.
Okay, but a little ways off yet, I'm assuming, before they're going to be ready to be taken?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're still quite a ways off before they'll be ready to get picked. So,
pastureland, hay, that kind of fun stuff. What's the summer been like? I think it was a little iffy early on, but is that rebounded?
Yeah, it was iffy early on, but, you know, like I said, with our rains and where they've been, pasture ground rangeland looks, I mean, everything was green, you know, and everything mm-hmm. still is green, and that's a lot better than whether it was last year. And I mean, it, in recent history, you know, I talk to producers and they say they've never seen it this good. So that's great. I think water quality wasn't nearly as an issue, as much of an issue as it was last year at this time either, just because of the steady rain. It hasn't been super hot. So that algae hasn't been much of an issue. And now we're getting cold. So prussic acid and cyanide poisoning is obviously a concern, but, you know, if there are concerns with that, definitely reach out to our office and we can provide some more information on that as well. So okay.
We started off, you mentioning 4-H and, you know, the trip you guys got coming up to the World Dairy Expo. And thank you for the reminder on that. I'm glad you mentioned that because I forgot that was coming up here pretty quick. We usually do some coverage of that. But for 4-H in general, what are the numbers like? Up, down, staying the same?
Yeah, they're about the same as last year. Last year we had 171 exhibitors at the county fair, and our total enrollment in Morton County 4-H is, I think it's like 246, if I remember right.
Okay.
And going into this year, numbers were about the same. Our participation at the achievement days were a little low. We had the same registrations, but we had families, pretty large families at the last minute that couldn't make it. So, you know, numbers are about right. We have a ton of clover buds, so the, you know, 8 years and younger. So that's great to see a good lot future. Of young kids that okay. are still participating. So
very good. Okay. I'm not sure that we're probably going to catch up with you again, Jaden, this growing season. So give me your final grade. And I know that the harvest isn't done yet, but as it stands right now, what would you grade this year? Give us the school grade and don't put incomplete. is it a B? Did you guys get a B or is it a C, kind of average, or what would you say?
You know, it's tough. You know, if you look at timeline of growing season and everything that we had and where we're at with harvest, you know, that would probably be an A. Now, when you look at quality of, you know, the wheat that we're bringing in, yield counts are super high, but quality is pretty low. So we're trying to figure out why that would be. So when you look at, you know, maybe plant health and condition, I would probably give it a B or maybe a little bit lower B, but timeline's definitely an A. So okay. Hopefully I answered that right.
Sounds good to me. That's what we got you out there. Jaden Russell, extension agent, Morton County. He's in the Mandan area. Jaden, thank you very much for what you do. Appreciate you popping on, and hopefully we get to talk to you again somewhere down the road.